from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Two killed during drug eradication in Pakistan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says two local employees at the U.S. consulate in the northern Pakistani city of Peshawar were killed in an explosion during a drug eradication mission. Mr. Kerry told a gathering at the State Department today that he awakened to the news that the pair were killed along with an unknown number of Pakistani soldiers when an improvised explosive device detonated while on an effort to eradicate narcotics fields. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities in his country's five-year war is a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, President Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. There was a noticeable uptick in violation claims on Monday. Meanwhile, the UN aid partners began humanitarian deliveries. The United Nations Refugee Agency warns Europe is on the verge of an explosive self-induced humanitarian crisis. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The agency reports the number of refugees and migrants in Greece in need of shelter has soared to 24,000. This, it says, includes around 8,500 people stranded near the border with Macedonia. Vincent Costel is UNHCR's Refugee Crisis in Europe coordinator. He says the congestion at border crossings along the Balkan migratory route is leading to frustration among the migrants and refugees.
They don't understand that they can no longer move onward, that they have to queue, they have to go through the relocation process for those eligible for relocation, and it's not everybody. So there's a lot of frustration building up, which may lead to act of violence.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This